So it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We're doing these little mini podcasts, which I thought maybe we'd call Small Songs Considered, but...
Nah, it sounds like you're almost saying like it smells or something.
Oh, no. Smell songs. Is that... Well, we can take a vote, but we've decided on something a bit better.
Well, I was hoping we'd call it Plus One. Are you okay with calling it Plus One?
I'm okay with calling it Plus One.
I'm very relieved, actually, to hear that because I sent away to one of those production house companies for an introduction to
just
this.
Get us a jingle?
And I can't get my money back, and it was all out of pocket. So here's what they came up with.
It's the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. Be there.
Yeah, so... Now we can use
how much did you spend?
It was not cheap. It was not cheap.
You went all out.
Yeah, I did. I was just going to do this.
Just one more thing.
Could you play it again?
Columbo?
Just one more thing.
There's just one more thing this week we want to share with you.
So anyway, yeah, that's exactly right. And today and this weekend, in fact, this Saturday, is Record Store Day.
Yeah, it's that magical time of year when... people line up outside their local record shops to get all these special releases.
So here's the goal. In, let's call it 10 minutes, but God knows, we talk a lot.
We'll try.
We're going to try to do a little quick guide to Record Store Day. It's not the perfect guide to Record Store Day. Everybody is going for something very different and specific. We thought we would bring in one person with very broad and interesting tastes who is going to buy a lot of records because he supports bands on a daily basis. He goes to shows as much as I do, and he buys, as every fan should do, merch at the merch table, from shirts to
vinyl. Band, this is the guy you want for a fan.
Ben Kessler, a friend and fan, uber fan.
I've successfully snuck by the security downstairs, and here I am.
What's the one thing you must have when you walk in the store Saturday?
It's the Grateful Dead's Wake Up to Find Out, which is a reference to the song Eyes of the World. Five discs, nine sides. Nassau Coliseum, March 29th, 1990. At the end of the first set, a 29-year-old Branford Marsalis walks out, plays Birdsong with the band, having never heard it before. Set break rolls around. He says, "Thanks, guys. This was fun." And they say, no, you're going to come out for the entire second set." He does, having never heard any of those songs before, makes history, and I'm going to buy it on Saturday.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear Eyes of the World.
About a, 16, 17-minute version of the song. We're playing just this teeny bit because this is our little Plus One mini podcast. Thanks, Ben Kessler. You're going to come on and you're going to tell us a whole bunch more in just a second. But I'm going to start with a record that has never hit vinyl before in the U.S. It's called The Zombies R.I.P. If you know the quick story of The Zombies, they were a group who made it much bigger in America than they did in England. They had a few hit singles, 64, 65. By 66, they were fading everywhere, including their home. They went and recorded an album. When the Beatles walked out of the studio finishing Sgt. Pepper, the Zombies walked in to the same studio, the very same studio, and recorded Odyssey and Oracle. Now we think of it as a classic. At the time, the band had broken up by the time the record was released. Nobody seemed interested in the Zombies, however. Their music slowly became popular. The band was asked to come and do a follow-up to Odyssey and Oracle. The only way they could do it, because they had broken up, was to put together some new songs, mix it with old singles. This album they were asked to do never really came out. They had different versions of it floating all over, but never as a vinyl here in the U.S. I'm going to play a great song from this record that is out now on Record Store Day, The Zombies R.I.P. The song I'm going to play is She Loves the Way They Love Her. We're just going to play little bits of this.
Thank you. audience. Smile on her face, taking in the everything. She loves the way they love her. She loves the way they love her. And she smiles. She loves every sweet talk in love.
Not a live album, actually, even though it sounds like it.
Right, and it's sort of what the Beatles did with Sgt. Pepper
right.
20 years ago today and all that stuff. Robin Hilton, your record stores are right, and you have record stores right
around the corner. I live in Adams Morgan in D.C., and there are three great record stores all within about a two-block radius of my house. Crooked Beat, there's Smash, there's Red Onion, all great stores. I got to go with the Flaming Lips. My favorite Flaming Lips records, probably 1995's Clouds Taste Metallic, which is celebrating its remarkably 20th anniversary this year. When that record came out, the band put out a handful of songs on European releases of the album that were never available here, and they're now making those songs available here on three 10-inch EPs, one called Bad Days, the other This Here Giraffe, and another called Brainville. These records have demos that have never been heard before here. They've got songs that haven't been released here. And I want to go with a cut called Girl with Hair Like an Explosion.
Oh, I know her.
And this is from the Bad Days 10-inch.
Same spirit of as the songs that you know.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Well.
All these songs on these 10-inch EPs were all recorded the same sessions as Clouds Taste Metallic in 1995 and totally fit in. They have a cover. One of these EPs has a cover of them doing Life on Mars.
And David Bowie.
Yeah, the David Bowie song. When you hear Wayne Coyne sing that song with his voice, it suddenly sounds like a Flaming Lips song, and you realize how inspired they were by that sound. By far, the thing I'm most excited about, these three 10-inch EPs from Flaming Lips.
Should we ask our audience to tell us the record store that you're heading to on Saturday? Tag it with a hashtag, AllSongsRSD. And if you want, you could even write the record that you're really dying to get, which is a handful for you, Ben.
Sure,
you're
is.
A handful.
I am. Sorry.
How many total are you getting? How many different releases total are you going to get?
I don't like to put a number on it. I've got four more for you. That I absolutely need, though.
Perfect.
Starting off with another band that covers Life on Mars, and while I've seen them 104 times, I've never heard them play it.
Could be next.
We're talking about Fish.
Yeah, no.
At the aforementioned Box.
You know, it would be great, because you and I are going to Fish. I've never been.
We are.
Right?
Can't wait.
And I'll write Trey and ask him to do Life on Mars.
That'd be kind of you.
That is so awesome. I just want to see Bob. I see Bob, like, catching the fever, you know, getting the fever. And we never see you again.
I got that.
Bob's driving the bus.
Yeah, Bob's driving the bus.
So it's six discs. This is the show that I'd give someone who doesn't want to listen to Fish. If you love Fish, you already love this show. Bob and I are going to sit down, all six sides. We're going to get you into it.
Okay. What else?
Citizen Dick, real record, fake band, 1992. Cult classic singles by the director Cameron Crowe.
Who's in that band, really?
Really portrayed by Pearl Jam, led by Matt Dillon. The song is Touch Me, I'm Dick, a send-up homage to their friends Mudhoney, who had the song, of course, Touch Me, I'm Sick. Also, Courtney Barnett has a 12-inch single, favorite of yours, Bob. Kim's Caravan, the new single, is the A-side, but the B-side, John Cale's I Keep a Close Watch from his 1975 wow. Helen of Troy. So we're reminded that Courtney can do anything. And then my last pick, never before on vinyl, Dolly Parton's 1999 The Grass is Blue.
That's
We've
perfect.
Got Alison Krauss, Patti Loveless, Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas. It's a perfect bluegrass album.
Great. Let's go out on Dolly Parton. Unanimous, right?
It's absolutely unanimous.
See you Saturday somewhere at a record store, I hope.
I'll be at Crooked Beat taking your bags, making sure you don't steal anything.
I will be watching you, kids. I know who you are.
Will there be anything left? That's the question. Thanks, all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Ben.
It's the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. Be there.
Oh, my God. What a God rock.
What? I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at my job.
I just found out today the little game you play while I've been sleeping all my life away. You've been stepping, so they say, between midnight and day. So I'm going to sleep with one eye open from now on. From now on. All night long. You won't have a chance to treat your stepping, so they say, between midnight.